Hey, hey, what's up, Grand Cities? Good morning. We are GFBS, Grand Forks' best source. It's April 9th, 2024. I'm Dale Kulis, subbing in for John Roberts this week while he's on vacation. It's Tuesday and time for your morning update. Today's morning update is brought to you by the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show.
It's the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th at the Alaris Center. See a wide array of vintage automobiles and motorcycles. Tickets are only $10, with veterans and kids 12 and under free with a paying adult. There'll be live music, award ceremonies, a beer garden, and over $100,000 in multi-raffle ticket prizes, highlighted by a 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special, a Polaris Northstar Edition Ranger with trailer, and a 2024 golf cart. Net proceeds benefit Law Enforcement Memorial Park, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Red River Valley Community Action, and many other local charities. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the Alaris Center box office or go online to the website rrvmnd.org.
Well, on the forecast for today, we are looking at a very nice 65 degrees for the projected high for today on a partly cloudy day, with lows dipping down tonight to 40 degrees in the overnight hours. Looking to be a nice April day. In the news, the East Grand Forks School Board voted to pass a resolution that would cut programs and positions in a vote during last night's meeting of the East Grand Forks School Board. District Superintendent Brian Hackbarth said the reason for the cuts is because of a budget deficit caused by the loss of COVID-19 funds. Some of the positions being focused on are cutting of our will include an assistant principal, a school counselor, two social workers, and a special education position. The school board voted 4-2 to pass the resolution. However, the school board did agree that the decision is not definitive and will likely look at the plan to see if it is in need of amending in future meetings. Well, North Dakota Secretary of State Michael Howe has reviewed and approved petitions submitted by the No Labels Party of North Dakota to attain ballot access for the 2024 elections. This will have the No Label Party joining Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians. Now, both the No Labels Party and the Libertarian Party did not have any candidate filings before yesterday's filing deadline, so neither party will have a column included on the June primary election ballot. A grand total of 9,922 signatures were accepted by the Office of the Secretary of State that were submitted by the No Labels Party. Well, former El Marito City Auditor Wendy Jane Sullivan has decided to waive her preliminary hearing Monday and pleaded guilty to a pair of Class A felonies. Those felonies are misapplication of entrusted property over $50,000 and theft of over $50,000. Sullivan was arrested in January, and she served as El Marito City Auditor from March 2019 to March 2022. Both of the charges carry a maximum of up to 20 years in prison, and her final dispositional conference is set for July 3rd. We'll be right back with some news, more news and sports after these words from EyeSight Drone Services.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services, so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
Well, last weekend saw a winner of the $1.3 billion jackpot from Portland, Oregon. But last weekend, that same Powerball draw also saw two North Dakota winners at took advantage of the power play option, so they both wound up winning $150,000 by matching four white balls and the Powerball. These winning Powerball tickets were purchased at the Super Pumper in Devil's Lake and Cashwise Foods in West Fargo. Winners must make their claim at the North Dakota Lottery office within 180 days of the date of the draw. Now, both Cashwise Foods and Super Pumper will get a $2,000 bonus for having the winning Powerball tickets purchased at their locations. And in sports, in high school sports, in boys baseball, Thompson defeated Grand Forks Central 10-2. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart got the win over Ada Bora West 3-0 with a shutout. In boys tennis, at the East Grand Forks Invitational, East Grand Forks Senior High shut out Fergus Falls 7-0. Crookston got the win over East Grand Forks Senior High 4-3. And Crookston got another W over Fergus Falls 6-1. In college sports, in the NCAA basketball tournament, yesterday saw the men's championship game take place, finishing off their March Madness. And it was between Purdue and Connecticut. And it saw Connecticut win the championship 75-60, making Connecticut win their second straight national title, and this also marked the first time that men's college hoops team has won the NCAA championship back-to-back since 2007. In pro sports, in Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani's two doubles and a home run helped the LA Dodgers beat the Minnesota Twins last night 2-4, and the two teams will meet again this evening with a first pitch time of 6:40. In the NHL, the Minnesota Wild are on the road tonight against the Colorado Avalanche with a scheduled 8:30 puck drop tonight. And in the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves will be hosting the Washington Wizards tonight with a 7 p.m. tip-off time. And that will wrap up today's morning update with some words from Albatross Indoor Golf.
Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around.
Well, make sure to join us on Grand Forks Best Source. We got a busy day today at 11 a.m. We'll have an all-new episode of Hidden Agenda with producer Paul taking the hosting chair today. And also at 12:30, join us for a new episode of City Chatter for the latest from the latest Grand Forks City Council meetings. If you can't tune in live, catch the replay of our shows anytime, anywhere by searching GFBS or Grand Forks Best Source on your favorite podcast or social media apps. And that will wrap up today's morning update. We appreciate your support, and we thank you for having us a part of your morning. Yo, the Grand Cities are a stunning place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.